We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have our co-host Pretty V here.
What they do?
Now, we were talking about Chance the Rapper. If you haven't seen the video, he was trending yesterday. There was a video of him dancing on a... He was in Carnival in Jamaica. He was dancing on this woman, and he slapped her ass. And people are saying that's not what a married man is supposed to do.
And that's what bothers me the most about this whole conversation, because y'all jumping to conclusions. We don't even know if that man's wife was there. They might have been out there having a good-ass time together. She might have been grinding on gal, too, slapping gal ass. You know?
What accent was that?
Safari.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This your boy Dingo, getting your back.
Oh, boy.
Tyler. Dingo, we about to block your number. Hey. You ain't supposed to get through two times in a row.
Tyler, what you think,
bro? Look, I got to play the lottery. Let's get it. But okay, look, I'm for the stick up for my boy Chance and representing the Chicago homies. Look, he's a married man. We get it. He made a whole song about he loved his wife. We get that. He was out there during Carnival, and y'all saw that booty. It would have been culturally inappropriate for him to not slap
there you go, Dingo. See, I'm glad you got through again, Dingo. That's the word I was looking for.
Ding dong up.
Culturally appropriate for him to be out there doing what he was doing. That is a very key term. Was culturally appropriate.
No, she's Jamaican. Ask Pretty V.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know. Go ahead.
Hold on, Carlotta.
Good morning.
Carlotta, where you from?
Good morning. I'm from Guyana.
Your name is Carlotta?
Yes.
That sounds like a drink at Starbucks.
Uh-huh. Like pina colada.
Okay.
So what's your thoughts, Carlotta?
Listen, let the man be free. I've been married 25 years. And if I go to a party, my husband is not there. I am going to take a wine on something.
No. That's not how that's supposed to work. No.
See, now you got to worry about her. She wine on somebody like Pete Davidson. Yeah. And now she got Pete Davidson's print all over her butt.
Listen, I am going home to my husband. He's going home to his wife. It's a Caribbean thing. You better take a wine on something.
No, I mean, see, it's cultural appropriation. No, that ain't it. Culturally appropriate. No, culturally appropriate, right?
No, we're not.
Fine, yes.
I think y'all should do all the whining together. That's what I think. I don't know if y'all should be whining on each other when y'all not together.
It's not winding, it's whining.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Whining.
Whining is what the internet is doing about this situation. You know what I mean? Because y'all jumping to conclusions, worried about this man Chancey. I'm telling you, that man's wife probably was with him.
His wife was not there.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Joshua. I'm 17. I graduated early. I'm in college now.
You have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
Nothing to add to this, sir.
Nothing.
No, I...
Hello?
No.
Have you ever slapped a behind? No.
You hear the birds chirping?
The little boy
got school.
Hello?
Who this is?
That's his mother?
Yeah, that's the mama. Hi.
Hey, mama.
Don't have your little boy calling up here about grown folks' conversations now.
Because my husband died from COVID at the very start of the pandemic. And he's looking, you know, he's developed a very early understanding of manhood. He graduated high school at 16. He's in college right now, completing his first year. So, yeah, he's dealing with grown folks' things.
My husband was
an essential worker. If you look right now, there's a something streaming about my family. It's called the Hidden Pandemic. There's something on CNN called Hidden Pandemic, and on Orphaned by COVID, it's streaming on NBC. Children have had to deal with both things.
Okay.
And I called a couple of weeks ago to ask for tickets because my kids want to start a podcast to help other grieving children. But I don't know what to do. I'm a mom. I have no idea.
Where are you from?
What to do. We're from New York, but we just relocated to Savannah.
Okay, we'll get you.
So
we'll get
go
you
back
to the
Can we
to
put
the podcast.
You, can we put you on hold? Can we put you on hold and have this conversation, Monica? We was just talking about slapping ass.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I don't want to play anymore now with you guys.
No, we were. We was talking about Chance the Rapper being at Carnival slapping ass.
Yeah.
And this kind of just like
just deflated.
It kind of just brought the mood down, and we don't want that to happen,
nah.
Man.
Yeah.
But we.
I don't want to play anymore.
Serious, Mama. Right. Mama, can we at least ask you the question, Mama?
Huh? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so Chance the Rapper was out at Carnival, and we don't know if his wife was with him or not, and he was grinding up on a little young thing, and he slapped the ass, and the internet got upset at him. Do you think he was wrong?
Do you think he was cheating?
Okay, real talk. If you're from the Caribbean culture, that's a part of how they dance.
That's all I'm saying.
Slapping the backside, you know, dancing and slapping, but those are different than adultery.
That's right.
You understand? So.
Okay.
Yes, so I wouldn't say that he's committing adultery. And if he's doing it, especially for publicity, we're all talking about him. So I say go for it as long as his wife understands that what they have, they built. Because what's most important when it comes to a couple is what their understanding is to each other.
Boom!
That's the world.
Well, she's from New York, so she's probably does the Brooklyn basement parties, and I'm sure she whined on some things before.
I don't care where she's from. She's talking with sense this morning.
Look, if the wife...
Yes, you know where this is coming from? This is coming from a widow perspective. Like, I kept my vows till my husband died. You understand? So whatever happens between a husband and wife is their business ultimately. That's the world and their justice. Real talk.
That's right. Hold on. We're going to have you up on the show, man. I like if y'all really got something on NBC.
CNN, ABC, like, what's up? We have it all.
Hold on, Eddie. What's your name again, Mama?
Hi, my name is Veronica Fletcher.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
hold on,
Eddie, get Veronica Fletcher's information.
Oh, well, that was fun until it wasn't anymore. What's the moral of the story?
We got a nonprofit real quick. I didn't know what was going on.
The moral of the story is if Pretty V and Rick Ross in the script club, she's going to let Rick Ross touch some ass.
What?
And you're going to be right there tipping too.
I'm going to have my shades on like I ain't see it though.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club on
BET.
There you
BET.
Go.
BET.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.